This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The man convicted of shooting six Philadelphia police officers during an hours-long standoff 6 years ago that terrorized the Nicetown neighborhood will spend the rest of his life behind bars. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson was at today's sentencing hearing.
Judge Diana Ann Holt sentenced Maurice Hill to 120 to 240 years in prison. 20 to 40 years for every police officer he shot at 15th and Erie Avenue on August 14th of 2019. In May, Hill was convicted by a jury of attempted murder, aggravated assault, and gun charges. During the sentencing hearing, two of the wounded police officers spoke about their pain and trauma they endure each day. Hill, who has a dozen prior offenses, both as a juvenile and adult, has also had addiction and mental health issues. His attorney said he had a tough childhood, and Hill said he never intended to harm anyone, but thought there were intruders in his home.
In the end, the judge said she could not understand why anyone would have a half dozen fully loaded guns plus additional drums and ammunition. The head of Philadelphia's blue-collar city workers union says the eight-day strike by his members accomplished more than it may seem. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb spoke with him today and has this report.
No, he didn't get the money he was seeking, but District Council 33 President Greg Boulware says he did stop work rule changes such as ending overtime by seniority and allowing discipline without investigation.
Happily, I could say there were no concessions in our contract at all. So that was a victory in itself. It was a victory in bringing our membership together. It was a victory in bringing notoriety to a lot of the jobs that our members do.
Ware says a number of factors went into the decision to settle, but number one was his members' well-being.
The first two nights of the strike, we had torrential rains and followed by a heat wave. And then a tornado warning a couple days ago.
He says his members didn't lose heart, but the strike conditions plus the lost wages were taking a toll.
AFL-CIO President Danny Botter says seemed likely the city would eventually get a back-to-work court order for sanitation workers. It had already gotten those orders for 911 operators, the water department, and others, and it won an injunction against mass picketing, denying the union a vital strike tool. Pennsylvania residents in need of a real ID are still waiting in lines for hours to enter driver's license centers. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from Montgomery County.
The line to get into the PennDOT Licensing Center on South Gulf Road in King of Prussia stretched up the hill to the back of the parking lot. This is one of 15 real ID centers in Pennsylvania.
I don't see why real ID centers need to just be like one out of every like five centers or whatever the ratio is.
Alex Smoot from Conshohocken is getting a real ID because his license is about to expire.
I showed up like 7:50, I think, 8 a.m. right around there, and the line was already at least 100 people, 150 maybe, I don't know.
Ralph Nicastro from Downingtown wants to get his real ID before flying to Clearwater, Florida for his honeymoon.
I got here Saturday, but I got here at like 10 o'clock.
And then you didn't get it.
Well, no, I got in, but it's like 100 people in there. Oh. And I was like, this is insane.
PennDOT said in a statement to KYW News Radio that Real ID is optional if you use a passport for air travel. If you received your learner's permit or first photo ID after September of 2003, you can apply for pre-verification on PennDOT's website. And if approved, you'll be instructed how to order your Real ID online. With an improved weather forecast, PennDOT is planning a weekend closure of the westbound Schuylkill Expressway and Grays Ferry for bridge redecking. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, the closure would begin Friday night at 9.
Bad weekend weather has delayed this redecking project several times in recent weeks.
We've already pushed into July. We wanted to get this done in May. But all the storms just knocked us out.
But PennDOT Deputy Communications Director Brad Rudolph says it should really happen this time, with both westbound lanes closed all weekend between the 34th Street off-ramp and the University Avenue on-ramp. Traffic will have to take a 2.5-mile detour along Grays Ferry Avenue until the highway reopens at 5 a.m. on Monday. It's the second full westbound closure since the end of March, and Rudolph says with any luck, it'll be the last.
The eastbound lanes of 76 over Grays Ferry Avenue and the Schuylkill River were resurfaced last fall and are not affected by this weekend's closure. Violent crime continues to fall in Camden. Officials released the data on the first half of this year, and the numbers are at lows not seen in some 50 years. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
So far this year, there have been 7 homicides in Camden, down from 10 at this time last year. And the total number of recorded violent incidents is 445, down from 484 last year, which was the safest year in decades. Camden Mayor Vitkar Starfin says this is further proof that what they're doing is working.
The empowerment of feeling we're all in this together is there, and it makes you work and go even harder for community. And since I've been here, communication's been there, and that's just a collaboration of no egos.
Karstarfin says residents are buying in, and the police department continues to build trust in the community, which he says is a big reason for the improvements. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.